Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT, WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot
96.9. Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Collision of two Green Line trains, a verdict in the kidnapping death trial of Jassy Kariya, and this year's nominees for the BET Awards. Melissa has the juice coming up.
A big win for Johnny Depp, and Jada Pinkett Smith has a message for Will Smith and Chris Rock that she wants the world to hear.
Leroy has your sports.
It's time to ball, plus EA Sports pays tribute to a legend.
Well, first, three people were injured when two Green Line trains collided. This happened near Government Center last night. There were about 20 to 25 passengers on board. Both trains derailed after the collision. The MBTA said that passengers can use the orange line if you want to connect to the blue or red lines, and that you should plan for additional travel time today. Yesterday, a federal jury found Lewis Coleman guilty in the 2019 kidnapping death of Jassy Kariya, whose body was found stuffed in a suitcase in the back of Coleman's car. Prosecutors say he kidnapped her outside a Boston nightclub. Coleman faces up to life in prison and will return to court for sentencing on September 22nd. And BET announced the nominations for the 2022 BET Awards, and Doja Cat leads all the nominees with six, including Best Female R&B Pop Artist, Best Female Hip Hop Artist, Album of the Year, and Video of the Year. Then we have Drake and Ari Lennox, who are next with four nominations apiece. The BET Awards, they will take place on Sunday, June 26th. Taraji P. Henson is going to host the show, and if you want to see all the nominees in music, acting, and sports, you can go to hot969boston.com. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Jada Pinkett Smith is all about love and peace, so when shouldn't be a surprise that at the beginning of her latest Red Table Talk, where the subject was alopecia, she addressed the Oscar slap.
Now, about Oscar night, my deepest hope is that these two intelligent, capable men have an opportunity to heal, talk this out, and reconcile. The state of the world today, we need them both.
Yeah.
You think it's going to happen?
No.
If you had to place a bet, if you had to place a $100 bet, if the two of them would reconcile.
Yeah, she needs to say, I'm sorry to Chris Rock for sending my husband to slap you because I couldn't take a joke.
Yeah, because that's exactly what happened.
That is what happened.
Stop blaming her. She didn't take his hand and bring it up and slap
him. But he's the bitch in the relationship. He laughed.
Damn.
He looked at her. She gave him the face, and he's like, I got to go defend her now.
She did play a role, Pebbles. I wanted to hear her.
But why is she getting more... Like,
she is getting attacked.
Because you know why?
She controls him. He's the bitch. It's his fault for being a bitch, too.
And she's been visible in comparison to Will Smith and Chris Rock to some degree. I wanted to hear her say, this is just me. Hey, the three of us, everything she said in that clip, but just say, y'all, the three of us need to figure this out and sit down and have a conversation.
See, you are adding her. I'm sorry. Too much.
Jada's not at fault at all, Leroy. You're wrong.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying too much of the blame. If you have a blame pie, she's got at least 75% of that pie.
And she deserves like 90.
No, 90. Absolutely.
Will Smith and Will Smith the other 10.
Let's always blame women.
No, it's not about women. It's her. I'm not saying it's a gender thing. It's Jada specifically. It happens all the time. I'm not talking about everything. I'm talking about this.
Her
and Amber Heard. That's it. Other than that, women are fine.
Don't act like there's not a pattern here.
Don't love me in with all men, Pebbles. How dare you?
Okay. Can we move on?
Sure.
No, I'd rather fight in the
world today. Diddy's ex and or former side chick Gina V is making headlines this week. And it's all because of an apology. Gina and Diddy have been on again, off again for years, even when Diddy was with Cassie. And when Gina was asked recently about that time in her life, she says she actually reached out to Cassie to apologize.
I do feel bad, though. I'm a girly girl. I'm for the girls. I'm woman empowerment. Like, I want to stand for that. And I apologized to her afterwards. Deep down, I do feel bad. But, like, I was so, like, crazy and in love. And it was hard to, like, I just could not talk to her.
She said she tried to say no several times, but Diddy was just so charming that she just buckled. Yeah. Even though he was taken and with someone, she said she just buckled.
See, and that one, it's the man's fault. What do you think, Pebs? Am I back in your good graces?
Okay. Well, hold
you know
on.
I love you.
Hold that in, because we are now moving on to the day that many of us have been waiting for weeks. And of course, yes, the verdict was read in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. The jury found unanimously in favor of Johnny Depp on his lawsuit that Amber Heard called him a sexual abuser and it was defaming to him.
As against Amber Heard, we, the jury, award compensatory damages in the amount of $10 million. As against Amber Heard, we, the jury, award punitive damages in the amount of $5 million.
Now, technically, Amber also won in her countersuit against Johnny Depp, also for defamation.
As against John C. Depp II, we, the jury, award compensatory damages in the amount of $2 million. As against John C. Depp II, we, the jury, award punitive damages in the amount of $0.
$0. Okay.
When the judge ended up reducing the $5 million punitive damage award for Johnny because Virginia law caps punitive damages in these cases at $350,000. So net result, Amber owes Johnny $8.35 million. Now, minutes after the verdict was read, both Amber and Johnny released statements. Amber was obviously disappointed, saying the verdict sets back the clock to a time when a woman who spoke up and spoke up could be publicly shamed and humiliated. And Johnny said, "The jury gave me my life back. I am truly humbled," saying he's at peace and his goal of bringing this case was to reveal the truth regardless of the outcome.
Join the long list of people who almost captured Captain Jack Sparrow. Pirates.
You think he can recover from this? Because technically, this whole thing has been going on, he has lost a lot of money.
He's already been screwed out of all his major roles. He was supposed to be the main bad guy in the Fantastic Beasts series. Mm-hmm. He got taken out of Pirates. I mean,
neither one of them looked good.
No,
man. You know what's
definitely
funny?
Definitely not.
Like, you know how they show the scales of justice? I never really understood that. In this case, I understand it because it was just like, which scale tipped a little more towards where, because they were both bad people.
They both got
screwed. It was like two toxic people in a toxic relationship.
Yep.
Just who happened to be worse in this one particular situation of the relationship.
Right. All right. Well, we'll see. Here's Leroy with sports.
I'm just shocked. I didn't know his middle name was Christopher, Johnny Depp. You said John C.
Depp.
Yeah, I had to look it up. I'm sorry. Speaking of C's.
C's for captain.
He didn't have a middle name.
Was the second.
I know.
Why would you guys care about that?
Oh, no, because when she said he was Johnny C. Depp, I'm like, I didn't know
him. Because you know him as Johnny Depp. That's it. Yeah. And then when you hear that, it is. Okay. It's like, okay.
What's Jason Tatum's middle name?
I have no idea.
All right, then.
But
who cares?
When someone says his middle initial, I'll look it up.
Google it.
What's Ramiro's middle name?
You don't have one.
Okay. The NBA Finals begin tonight. Everybody knows that. Celtics Warriors Game 1. Now, I got no shame in saying this. I will be taking a nap before this game. Tip-off is at 9. Pebbles, what is it? What did you find out?
Jason Tatum's middle name, Christopher.
No way! That's a sign. They're going to win.
Yes, sir.
The Celtics are the ball.
The Warriors
just like Johnny Depp. The Celtics are going to win.
The Warriors are 3.5-point favorites tonight. I'm expecting the Celtics to come out just a little rattled by the bright lights. But trust and believe, the Celtics belong there for sure. Let's go, Celtics.
Oh, real quick, Leroy, you like this. I'm fast-forwarding already to when the Celtics are up 2-0 in the series, and we're going to play game 3 next Wednesday at the Garden. Yep. I will be hosting the Celtics rally at Government Center Wednesday. Booyaka!
Are you going to yell?
We will be hosted. I will be behind you with a shirt or something.
I'm going to get a random like Nancy Kerrigan injury on Tuesday night.
Leroy's going to be your hype man.
I'll be your hype man. The Red Sox took care of business, beating the Reds 7-1 last night at Fenway. For all the gamers out there like me, Madden 23 will drop in August. The Madden cover was revealed yesterday, and on it is none other than the late, great John Madden himself. Can't wait. And unfortunately, former Cowboys and Bears running back Marion Barber III passed away. He was found in an apartment. The cause of death is unknown. He was only 38 years old. Rest in peace. And that's your sports.
Leroy.
Yeah.
You ain't slick. You going hoping to get a look at Nia Long.
Hey, well, you need to relax, all right? The last thing we need is the coach worried about some personal ish when he's got to focus on the game.
Because we know his aura.
Yeah, we know, knowing Leroy, all of a sudden Neil Long will be like, damn.
Oh, no.
What am I doing with this loser who's going, taking this on to the championship? I should be with that producer over there.
All right.
Who does sports occasionally on the weekends for the Sports Hub.
Today's good news. Well, there were lots of happy kids at Malden High School yesterday. At the school's senior awards night, as Malden's mayor Gary Christensen announced that each student was getting a surprise $1,000 scholarship from the city.
That's crazy.
Nice.
They said the cost of college daunting to most families and was made worse with the impacts of the pandemic. They hope that this will make things a little easier for their families. And not only will the $1,000 scholarships go to Malden High students, but also any Malden resident who is a graduating senior and attending college.
Good stuff.
And you can watch the, the moment when students found out. Just go to hot969boston.com. And that's your good news.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.